Heartland today, saying his bid to overhaul Social Security represents what he called new ideas for an old and important system. Five-state blitz after the State of the Union, Bush told a town meeting in North Dakota he knows his idea of private or personal retirement accounts makes lots of Americans nervous, especially seniors, but he said, forget it, you have nothing to worry about. Under Bush's plan, benefits for those 55 and up would not change. For younger workers, a retirement account, he says, could help salvage a system going broke. However, a key House Republican today says the centerpiece of Bush's Social Security plan is politically dangerous and may not be worth the fight. James McCreary says taking money out of the existing system gives a powerful argument to the Democrats and their allies who say it will undermine Social Security. U.S. General Richard Myers says today only a third of Iraq's trained security forces are actually ready to engage in combat with rebels. But the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff told the Senate Armed Services Committee that does not mean the rest of the Iraqi soldiers aren't useful. Earlier, a top Pentagon official told the panel Iraqi security forces are making an enormous contribution toward keeping the country safe. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz acknowledged that much work clearly needs to be done. He admitted to the Senate Armed Services Committee the training of those Iraqi forces has run into what he called countless challenges and suffered numerous setbacks, but he says the Iraqis have talents U.S. forces lack, like language skills and the innate ability to know who is a foreigner. Even in death, Ronald Reagan can't catch a break in Minnesota. A resolution honoring the former Republican president's birthday caused some partisan wrangling in the state Senate. They passed only after being retooled to mention that Reagan never won Minnesota. Minnesota was the only state not in Reagan's column in the 1984 presidential election. That went, of course, for Democrat Walter Mondale, a native son of Minnesota. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Do you know somebody with a diesel car, truck, bus, or boat? Chances are they could be using biodiesel. Hi, I'm Josh Dickel, author of the upcoming book, Biodiesel America. Thanks to homegrown biodiesel, Americans are breathing easier. Made from soybeans, this alternative fuel has significantly lower emissions. Biodiesel can be used in any diesel engine, and a federal tax incentive makes it even more affordable. Plus, it helps reduce our dependence on foreign oil. So do the planet a favor. Switch to biodiesel, or from the National Biodiesel Board at biodiesel.org.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. The way I see it, there's more to vacuuming than picking up the dirt that Spot tracked in. Even more critical is the dust that can carry germs and those nasty allergens. Try a hypoallergenic 8-pound Orrick XL free for 30 days or for free literature. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Because when it comes to dust, you can trap it in my vacuum or let your loved ones breathe it in. What's your pleasure?
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Hi, this is Al Franken. On the next Al Franken show, Catherine and I confront the truth about our relationship and relieve the tension with a love scene as shocking as it is sensitive. Joining us for the show, not the love scene, Senator Ben Nelson will be here to draw a line in the prairie on Social Security. The under-occupied genius behind SweetJesusIHateBillO'Reilly.com, Joseph Minton, that's the next Franken.
Al Franken and Catherine Lanfer on Air America Radio.
Put down the top, crank up the beats for us, baby. Don't let the music stop. We gon' ride it till we just can't ride it no more. From the side, baby, to the side, from the west side to the east side. Everybody, very happy, 'cause the sun is shining all the time, like another perfect day.
Yeah, we love L.A. We have a new affiliate. Want to welcome KTLK, K-Talk, in Los Angeles. Progressive Talk at 1150 on the AM dial. So if you're listening tonight live on K-Talk in L.A., welcome to the Malloy program on Air America. And each time we get an affiliate, I have to clarify something. I'm the guy on this network who goes nuts, okay? Everybody else is fairly rational. Randy Rhodes is a little bit sometimes close to the edge, but I usually tilt over the edge. So as you listen to the program, if you hear something that sounds like it's coming from the mind of an hysteric, you're right. That's me. C'est moi. All right? Anyway, K-Talk in L.A., welcome to the Air America Radio Network and especially to the Mike Malloy program. It's good to, let's see, all we have left to nail down now is Chicago. Right, Kathy? Huh? A couple of items here. Excuse me. It's going to be a very fast-paced show tonight because we have several elements that we normally don't have. I have a quick interview coming up next hour. And we have a couple of letters I want to share with you. One from a 10-year-old kid that you're going to appreciate, I would think. It's now clear why the Democratic Party leadership decided there would be no filibuster of Alberto Gonzalez. He was confirmed today by a vote of 60-36. All you need is 60 to kill a filibuster. Now, how you say could that happen? There are only 55 Republicans. Yeah, that's right. Fredo was confirmed because six Democrats voted to legalize torture, terror, and to corrupt and pollute and destroy our own legal system. Alberto Gonzalez was confirmed by Ken Salazar of Colorado, Joe Lieberman of Connecticut, Ben Nelson of Nebraska, Mary Landrieu of Louisiana, Pryor of Arkansas, and Bill Nelson of Florida. And I can remember just sitting on pins and needles hoping that Mary Landrieu would win the Senate seat against her opponent, right? Well, there you go. Those six Democrats decided, screw it, we're thrown in with the enemy. We are the enemy. We love torture. We love having, as the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, someone who doesn't understand the term law, or the word law, or the term law enforcement. Hell is waiting for you six Democrats. You know that, don't you? So Fredo has been confirmed. Next up will be... Who's next up? They've got just about everybody now, don't they? We'll talk about Elliot Abrams coming up a little bit later in the program tonight. Jesus. Elliot Abrams. Yeah, he's going to be in charge of human rights. Oh, my God. 60-36. Now... The only thing the Democrats can feel good about is the 36 votes against Gonzalez's confirmation is the second highest vote against an attorney general nominee since 1925. Ooh, well, let's write that one down. Let's put that in the logbook. Oh, hot damn. Ah, man, love it. Second highest vote against. All right. Well, then that makes it all okay, doesn't it? So People for the American Way said Americans should be able to feel confident that the Attorney General is committed to protecting their legal and constitutional rights. Gonzalez has a record that undermines that confidence. He has consistently advanced the goals of this administration, even when they conflicted with the law, the Constitution, and basic human rights principles. Yeah. Who cares, right? We can't even hold the Democratic Party, the senators in the Democratic Party who have the power. The last power they have left is the power of filibuster. And it's gone. It's gone. Okay, well, that's the way it goes. All right, I've got something here I want to share with you if I can find it. I got an email from a couple of people identified themselves as here it is, as Emma's mom and Emma's dad, and they faxed me something that their 9-year-old daughter Emma had written. Now, before I share it with you, you know, 9-year-old kid, you got to understand something. No matter, and I think every parent knows this, no matter how focused the kid can sound on a certain issue, a 9-year-old still sees things pretty much in absolutes, black and white, up and down, good and evil, right and wrong, you know, that sort of thing. A 9-year-old has not yet learned to qualify. To say, well, this is partly good and that's partly bad, and okay, maybe I have to compromise here. A 9-year-old is still honest, is what I'm trying to say, right? You and I, as adults, we are no longer honest. You know it, I know it, let's not even debate it. We try to be honest, but we cannot be. We can't. It's impossible. I don't know where the age is where you can no longer be honest. The Catholics confirm at age 13, the Jews bar and bat mitzvah at age, maybe it's around 13, I don't know. But a 9-year-old still is honest. And you and I are not. I want you to listen to just a very quick bit of honesty here. Okay? Dear Mr. President, she's writing to Butch. My name is Emma, and I'm almost 10. I live in Tofino, British Columbia, Canada. And I've sent you a letter before. Please, 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 please send a letter back to me. As I said in my last letter, stop the war. War. The word is like poison to my tongue. One reason you should stop the war is if you keep doing this war, all children in Iraq will die. And children are the future of this world. If all the children in Iraq die, then there's no more Iraq. But wait, that's what you want. Because with all of Iraq out of the way, you can help yourself to all of the oil in Iraq. Look, while you are sitting back and watching TV and drinking a bottle of beer, your troops are killing people. I protest to this barbaric war. Yuck, 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 yuck. That word is so gross. I know you and all those other guys like Cheney. Did I spell that right? The vice president shot a missile at the Pentagon. How do I know? Well, when the Pentagon got shot with the missile, this is what you did. You were told that the terrorists were attacking, but instead of shooting back at them, you sat down and read a children's book for 10 minutes. Jeez. Okay. 4 words. Stop the damn war. From Emma. P.S. Just as good old Gollum said, Bush has it, but Cheney wants it. Now, the parents faxed me the letter so I could see this child's handwriting. Stop the damn war. Damn is spelled D-A-N-M. I love it. Stop the damn war. Stop the damn war. Yuck, 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 yuck. I protest to this barbaric war. But here's this 9-year-old kid in her handwriting. A couple of misspellings, but by God, she writes better than I did when I was 9. And when I got this, you know, I thought, okay, kid who's upset. But again, keep in mind, that a 9-year-old has yet to learn, or it may be in her world, beginning to learn the meaning of the word compromise. I'm trying to remember. I can't. It's impossible for me to remember back when I was in fourth grade. That's 1,000 years ago. But okay, a kid starts to learn to compromise. A kid starts to learn somewhere in there to cut deals with herself. Well, mommy and daddy said I can't do this, but maybe I can do it. You know, a kid starts to learn how to compromise, how to cut deals, how to, in other words, how to survive. But the elemental truth of a kid 9 years old is that they still speak the truth and they still see things in absolutes. Emma, it was a pleasure getting your letter. Thank your parents for me, and it was a pleasure to read it. We'll be right back.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a 1-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Will your kids vacation on the moon? Why is it so important that we go to Mars? Will we soon contact an alien civilization? Is time travel really possible? Find answers to these and other enticing questions when you join us for a special cruise into the future this summer with Bay Current, the new fiercely independent newspaper in southern Brooklyn. For surprisingly low prices, which include all taxes and boarding fees, you'll not only enjoy all the food and activities on a great cruise to Nova Scotia, you'll also get to pick the brains of exciting futurists, including Dorian Sagan, son of the late astronomer Carl Sagan. Get all of the astronomy cruise details. Call now, 718-769-1362, or log on to bay-currents.com. Come set sail into the future on an astronomy cruise with Bay Current. Call 718-769-1362. That's 718-769-1362. Or log on to bay-currents.com now.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, service, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Past the hour. So thanks to Emma for the writing and faxing to me that letter. Wish we could post that, but we don't have a scanner here at the studio. We barely have a studio here at the studio. The Bush thug is out on the hustings, beating his... careful, Malloy. Beating his Social Security a trickery program. As a matter of fact, next hour I have something that's real funny. We'll talk about this next hour. Something written by Earl Babby that Jim Turr sent to me from New Mexico, but that's coming up next hour. Okay, just remember that. Now, Bush is out there. He's making a 4 or 5 state tour to drum up support for the destruction of the single most successful and effective social policy this country has ever enacted, and that would be Social Security. There's only two reasons he's doing it. That 12.5% that employers have to kick in, have to match, I believe it's 12.5%, it might be a little more now, and the fact that the fund managers on Wall Street cannot wait to get their hands on the trillions of dollars that this would generate and the commissions that will be available to them. So it has nothing to do with saving or killing. Well, yes, killing Social Security, but nothing to do with saving it, repairing it, fixing it. All Bush has to do is leave it alone. If he really wants to do something positive, raise the rate that requires FICA payments up to around $300,000 a year in earnings. It cuts off now at 90. And if his statements, remember Bush does not believe in science, but if his statements are true that longevity is kicking in, something about evolution, and Americans are living to be a little bit older, although we still rank about, 12th on the planet, then kick up the retirement age a year or two if you have to, from 62. I guess you can get partial Social Security now, 62, is that right, Kathy? Kick it up to maybe 65, 60, or 66, 67. I think already if you wait till you're 67, you come out further ahead. Anyway, Bush is out there trying to sell this nonsense. Another lie. This is Iraq all over again. This is weapons of mass destruction. This is, watch out, the smoking gun might be a nuclear, a mushroom cloud. here they come, right? Well, he was in Fargo, North Dakota, today. Yeah, that Fargo. And the a city commission there, one Linda Coates, is among more than 40 area residents who found their names on a list of people barred from attending Bush's speech in Fargo today. Now, this is not a campaign rally. This is not where somebody's going to hold up a sign that says, careful, Malloy. It says, you know, Bush is a war criminal, or worse. This is the President of the United States. Now, as sick as that sounds, now people are barred from hearing the President of the United States. A Fargo City Commissioner in this case, along with 40 or 50 other people. Now, included on the Do Not Admit list, two high school students, a librarian, a Democratic campaign manager, several university professors, a White House liar, Jim Morrell, and another liar, a spokesman for the North Dakota governor's office, say, oh, they don't know anything about such a list. Morrell, when he was contacted yesterday, said, well, this is the first I've heard about it. I don't know anything about a list. The list contains a wide range of people, including people who wrote opinion page letter to The Forum, which is a newspaper there, criticizing Bush or the war in Iraq. People who wrote letters to the editor in support of gay rights, People who wrote letters to the editor in support of Democratic Party policies. And several are found on a website of a local progressive organization in that part of North Dakota. Now Coates, Linda Coates, the city commissioner, says she has no idea why she would be on a list other than the fact that she's outspoken about her left-leaning beliefs. She said, I thought that was democracy. Coates said she was shocked and creeped out to learn she was on the list. Now she's outraged. She said, this, to me, is very revealing as to what this administration is about. Someone who doesn't want disagreement. Oh, her husband, Mike, is also on the list. This is you still don't believe it, huh? You still do not believe we have moved to total one-party government with the appointment of Elliot Abrams today or yesterday, this murderous bastard, another one of them from the Iran-Contra era. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, Elliot Abrams is one of the people who pushed and pushed and pushed for war with Iraq. Now they're pushing for war with Iran, war with Syria, and consequently war with Lebanon. We'll have troops in Lebanon, Syria, Iran, where else? Huh? These people are going to push us to a nuclear war. Do you understand that? We are surrounded by Christian and Jewish Zionists. We are surrounded by neocons who the Christians want to stack the bodies as high as they can so that Christ will step out of the clouds. Christ will be pleased with all the death. The other Zionists honestly believe that the only way they can secure Israel's security is to kill every single Arab in the Middle East. Both policies are sick. Both policies are going to bring about death and destruction on a scale that you and I are not familiar with. Do you understand?
Okay, who put the Denorex in my shower? Joe?
Wasn't me, Dad.
Sally?
I think it was Mom.
Guilty as charged. Come on, hon, your dandruff was back again. I thought it was time to stop messing around with those other shampoos and start using Denorex.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denorex. Denorex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Dad, your hair looks good.
Always listen to your mother.
Are you finally ready for Denorex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denorex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denorex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denorex.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. ProFlowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from ProFlowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
Hey, Jim, what are your fourth quarter volume figures?
5 million? A 6?
Wait, you just said 5.
11. You doubled down on 11, right?
Jim, yeah, are you even listening to me?
What? Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I just booked my Vegas trip on Expedia.
Yeah, I'm thrilled for you.
Yeah, I booked a flight after work with a room right on the strip. Saved a ton of cash, too.
Well, at least you're working on something.
Make your ideal trip happen on Expedia. Get the most travel options anywhere and save when you book your flight and hotel together.
Expedia.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Friday's Morning Sedition. We're talking movies. Sorry, the politics of cinema with David Thompson. And former CIA officer Bob Baer joins us to talk movies. That's right, George Clooney's turning his story into a movie, and we'll get a preview. We'll also get a preview of Armageddon with Rapture Watch on Friday's Morning Sedition.
On Air America Radio.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. We talked about this this story last night, and it's, as I say, taken on a life of its own now. This Marine general who says it's fun to shoot people. Oh, my God. The story now is starting to metastasize. The commandant of the Marine Corps said today that he has counseled General James Mattis, the one who made the statement, counseled General Mattis about choosing his words more carefully. According to what I have in front of me, Mattis, an infantry officer, made the comments Tuesday while speaking to a forum in San Diego about strategies for the war on terror. He is the commanding general of the Marine Corps Combat Development Command in Quantico, Virginia. This reminds me of A Few Good Men. You know, when the general, Nicholson's character, what was his name? when he's on the stand and that confrontation between Nicholson and Tom Cruise, which was just awesome. It was great acting on both your parts. But that's what this reminds me of. You know, Nicholson is saying, you know, ripping into Cruise about, you know, you candy asses, who do you think protects you at night? I sit on that wall, on the other side of the wall are the barbarians, or whatever he said. It was great acting, great dialogue. This guy said, actually, it's a lot of fun to fight. You know, it's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot some people. I'll be right up front with you. I like brawling. And then he said, you go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. Oh, my God. Do you know where we are? Do you know where we are? We're in hell. You understand that? It doesn't look like hell. This is not the hell the Baptists talk about, or the Methodists, but this is hell. This is political hell. This is cultural hell. This is the hell that has become the United States. We now have, as official policy, torture. We now have, as the Attorney General, Chief Law Enforcement Officer of the United States, a torturer. We have a general who says it's fun. One general says it's fun to shoot people. Another general says that Satan is coming down out of the clouds. You got the dash backwards, general, but never mind. And going to devour the Somalis or whatever. Sick. Anyway, this guy said, it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. He was talking about Afghan people. Nice, huh? His comments were met with laughter and applause from the audience. Now, today, General Mike Hagee, who's a commandant of the Marine Corps, issued a statement and said, Lieutenant General Mattis often speaks with a great deal of candor. I have counseled him concerning his remarks, and he agrees he should have chosen his words more carefully. Instead of saying it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them, it's a heck of a lot of fun to shoot them? And then Hagee goes on to say, well, I understand that some people may take issue with the comments made by him. No kidding. I also know he intended to reflect the unfortunate and harsh realities of war. The unfortunate and harsh realities of war include it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot people. Really? It's fun? Now, I don't know that many combat veterans, but the ones I do know have never used the word fun. They have used other words where concerns killing people and having other people trying to kill you at the same time. They have used other words. This guy is an obvious psychopath, right? No, I'm serious. I understand. I've never been in combat, but I've seen enough movies. I understand what it's about. I know what the objective is in war. Whoever kills the most people and breaks the most things usually wins. Understand. But is it fun? Is it fun to kill people? Jesus! This sounds like Gonzalez when he was, what was he in Texas? He was Bush's advisor there, attorney general. He was a Supreme Court judge in Texas. And they used to giggle and laugh and chortle over who was going to be executed that night in the Texas death house. How many times did they do that in Bush's term, years as governor? Jesus. What happened? What happened? What happened to us? The Council on American Islamic Relations, which is a Muslim civil liberties group in this country, you guys better get your ass out of here. Go somewhere. Go to Canada. You better go, because eventually the American people, the psychopaths, the Bush supporters are going to surround you, and they're going to burn you in ovens. There is historic precedent. Do you understand me? Bush's grandfather helped burn the Jews in Germany. You understand what's going to happen to you Muslims in this country? You are dead meat. Don't you smell it coming? The Council on American Islamic Relations, a Muslim civil liberties group, called on the Pentagon to discipline Mattis for the remarks. The executive director of that organization, one Nihad Awad, in a statement said, "We do not need generals who treat the grim business of war as a sporting event. These disturbing remarks are indicative of an apparent indifference to the value of human life." End quote. Both General Pace of the Marine Corps, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and Hagee, the Marine Commandant, praised this General Mattis's service. Pace said his actions and those of his troops clearly show that he understands the value of proper leadership and the value of human life. Now, there it is right there. Do you understand, Muslims, why you better get out of this country? You have you have Marine General Peter Pace, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, after General Mattis talks about the fun it is to shoot some people. And the Marine Corps General, Vice Chairman of the Joint Chief, says that General Mattis understands the value of human life. In other words, Muslim, you are not human. Do you understand this? Think Jew. Think Germany. Think the 30s. Get out while you can. What other message are you going to draw down from this, Muslim? What other message are you going to draw down from this? Are you going to go to the next friendship dinner at the White House where a few select Muslims are invited to come in and eat pork with Bush? Or Cheerios? And have Bush sit there and tell you how, well, now, we respect Islam. Hagee, the general, the Marine Corps commandant, called Mattis one of this country's bravest and most experienced military leaders. Hagee went on to say that the commitment of the Marines is to help provide us the fortitude to take the lives of those who oppress others or who threaten this nation's security. This is not something we relish, yet we accept it as reality in our profession of arms. He said he was confident General Mattis would continue to serve with distinction. Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it? Huh? That sounds good, except for one thing. Except for one thing, generals. We have no business being in Iraq. They did nothing to us. Ever! They never did anything to us. And we'd get right down to it, neither did the Afghans. Actually, it's a lot of fun to fight. You know, it's a hell of a hoot. It's fun to shoot people. I'll be right up front with you. I like it. You know, guys like that ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. Jesus H. Christ. I don't know. I don't know where I am. I have no idea where I am. Hell? I'm getting too upset. We still have 2 hours of the program to go. Jeff Halper, Dr. Jeff Halper, coming up right after the top of the hour break. I just want to say this. He is a Middle East expert, and he's director of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. He's a professor of anthropology at the University of in Tel Aviv. He's in Atlanta. He's with this organization working for peace in Palestine and Israel. And, you know, we usually stay away from this issue, but I guess it's time to start attacking this issue over the next few months. And it's a 3-4 day conference here. And we're going to have him on via telephone just for a while. He is the director of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. You know what Sharon's army does. They destroy people's entire lives and their families and their homes and so on and so forth and knock their houses down. This guy's Jewish. Not that that matters, but I guess I need to say it. Professor of anthropology and the coordinator or the chairperson of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. Oh, God. I guess I had to say that in order to take the filthy taste out of my mouth and the filthy images out of my mind of a general saying it's fun to shoot people. It may be expedient. It may be necessary. It may be, a matter of survival, but fun? When we have attacked a country, a stinking, I'm sorry if you're Iraqi, I'm sorry, I don't mean this the way it sounds, but a stinking third world country that was placed under the most stringent sanctions. You know, the Geneva Conventions also outlaw putting a city under siege. We put an entire country under siege. for 12 years. And then when all their children were dead and their people were just stumbling around, unable to do anything, and their dictator was still powerful enough to have 40 mansions or whatever the hell he had, then we attacked. Why didn't we send in one of Dick Armitage's wet squads and just kill him? Because we wanted the oil, I guess, and we wanted the military bases, and so there we are. Hell is waiting. I'm telling you. Hell is waiting.
I'm on the right side. I'm on the right side. The only side. Hey, listen here. I'm a Republican.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
Will your kids vacation on the moon? Why is it so important that we go to Mars? Will we soon contact an alien civilization? Is time travel really possible? Find answers to these and other enticing questions when you join us for a special cruise into the future this summer with Bay Current, the new fiercely independent newspaper in southern Brooklyn. For surprisingly low prices, which include all taxes and boarding fees, you'll not only enjoy all the food and activities on a great cruise to Nova Scotia, you'll also get to pick the brains of exciting futurists, including Dorian Sagan, son of the late astronomer Carl Sagan. Get all of the astronomy cruise details. Call now, 718-769-1362, or log on to bay-currents.com. Come set sail into the future on an astronomy cruise with Bay Current. Call 718-769-1362. That's 718-769-1362. Or log on to bay-currents.com now.
We all know face-to-face meetings aren't always possible, and conference calls can be so ineffective. The solution is simple. Meet online with GoToMeeting. With GoToMeeting, hosting online meetings has never been so easy or affordable. You can present, demonstrate, or collaborate online by showing your computer screen to colleagues, clients, or even friends from anywhere. It's just like you were in the same room. You're not charged per minute like other online meeting providers, such as WebEx, so hold as many meetings as you need for as long as you want for one low rate. Plus, your conference calling is free. GoToMeeting is so easy to use. After a 2-minute setup, you can set up meetings in seconds. So try GoToMeeting and meet away from anywhere. For a special time-limited free 30-day trial with unlimited usage, visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Radio Listeners button, and use America as your promo code. That's GoToMeeting.com, Radio Listeners button, promo code America. Try GoToMeeting free today. You'll love it.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. The Bush administration wants you to believe that Social Security is in financial crisis. Bush knows that scare tactics are the only way to con the public into accepting Social Security privatization. There's just one problem. There is no crisis. This year, Social Security will take in billions more than it pays out. The system is running a $1 trillion surplus that will grow for at least another decade. Even when that trend reverses, the long-term Social Security deficit will be less than the cost of Bush's own tax cuts or prescription drug program. Plus, Bush's privatization scheme won't save any money. It would actually push us several $1 trillion into debt. Bush's propaganda machine is using its classic move. Invent an emergency to justify a pet policy. But this time, we know better. As Bush himself said, fool me once, can't get fooled again. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Okay, here it is. Colonel Jessup, he's on the stand. Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's going to do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have more responsibility here than you could possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And that my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. I know deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you don't want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom I provide, then questions the manner in which I provide it. I prefer you said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand to post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to. Ooh. Yeah, well. See, the hell of it is, there's an element of truth to that. Right? Yeah, I like to shoot people. You're damn right. Love it. It's great sport. And if I didn't shoot the greasy little bastards, they'd come and rape your wife and kill your children and cut your head off. How about that, huh? Yeah, except for one thing, General. The Iraqis didn't do anything to us. Oh, man. I don't know. Okay, let's lighten it up a little bit. No, not lighten it up. Oh, God, I didn't say that. Let me switch gears. This is from Sparta, New Jersey. Have you heard about this? A well-known local attorney and Republican committee man is among 39 people across New Jersey facing charges for allegedly downloading an internet video showing the rape of a 5-year-old girl. Charges filed today against Jeffrey Patty spread disbelief and horror among the many people who know him in Sparta political circles and the Sussex County legal community. Disbelief at the arrest of a seemingly upstanding family man and horror at the sordidness of the allegations. Mr. Patty, who's 36, Republican committee man, married, 2 daughters, an infant and a 2-year-old, was charged with both possession and distribution of child pornography after being arrested at his home Thursday morning by investigators who also seized his personal computer. If convicted of the distribution charge, he faces up to 10 years in state prison and would have to register for life as a sex offender. When state officials announced the arrest, they singled out the most disturbing piece of evidence found on computers they seized, video clips depicting a Georgia man raping a 5-year-old girl. The rapist in the video, James Bidwell, was arrested after sending copies of the tape to Canada and England and is now serving a 45-year prison term for rape, molestation, and distributing child pornography. Jeffrey Patty is known in Sparta, New Jersey, as a municipal chairman of the Sussex County Republican Committee, a position from which he resigned Friday. I guess this was last Thursday. And in the county legal community as a criminal defense attorney. Wow. Another one of those upstanding family values Republicans. What is it with Republicans in child pornography? What is it with them? And this guy has a 2-year-old and a baby? This is like Susan Smith's stepfather, the woman down here in South Carolina who a decade ago drowned her 2 young sons in the back of the car and tried to blame it on a black man, which is what you do in the South. And it turned out that her stepfather was on the South Carolina Republican State Committee and on the State Committee of the Christian Coalition and had been screwing his own stepdaughter and sexually molesting her since she had been 10. Or was it 9? just doesn't stop, does it? Huh? What is it with Republicans? Child molesters, rapists, killers, torturers, lawbreakers, mass murderers. Elliot Abrams, we'll talk about him next hour. This monster is back. And he's going to be a deputy national security director for human rights. For human rights. It's astounding. It's beyond. I can't even talk about it. Can you? Can you talk about it? Can you talk about this? Can you talk about John Negroponte being the U.S. ambassador to Iraq now, a mass killer? Can you talk about Otto Reich being our ambassador to the U.N., a mass killer? Can you talk about Elliot Abrams now being in charge of the Human Rights Division of the National Security Council, another mass killer? A general who likes to shoot people, Republican state county committeeman who likes to watch the rape of a five-year-old. Oh, my God. When does this stuff stop? Huh? When does it stop? And fundamentalist Christian so-called ministers in this country saying that the reason the towers came down on September 11th is because queers want to marry? We're in hell. I'm telling you, this is hell. This is not what you thought hell would be, is it? Huh? You thought it was going to be like the Baptist told you. You know, fire and brimstone and little demons running around sticking pitchforks in you. Nuh-uh. This is hell. This is it. This is it. Hey, quick break. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
It's ironic. They're called answering machines, but they never give you answers. Oh, sure, they tell you so-and-so isn't here right now, but you have no idea where they went or when they'll be back. Of course, with GEICO, you won't talk to an answering machine. They have thousands of car insurance specialists standing by, so you always get answers from a real live person. No wondering, no waiting, no irony.
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO.
Yeah, this personal message is for Jack Messina. Hey, it's Mom. Oh, Jackie, last night at dinner, your father and I had the cutest waitress, but he wouldn't let me get her email for you. I'm such a prude sometimes. He said I embarrass him and that you should just go to Match.com. So I looked into it because what does your father know? And wow, there are tons of profiles and pictures. Of course, it takes all my fun away, but hey, until you sign up, I'll just keep looking for you.
So many relationships, so many marriages, so many satisfied mothers. Love is complicated. Match is simple. Visit Match.com today.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Young Americans oppose private accounts. A spokesman for Rock the Vote says people who think that young people are the political base from privatizing Social Security are in for a real surprise. A new poll conducted by the AARP and Rock the Vote and the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies asked 1,000 Americans 18 and over about Bush's plan to create individual Social Security accounts. Most respondents in the 18 to 39 age group said they liked the plan in broad terms, but once they're told about some risk and drops in guaranteed benefits, a majority said they would be flat against it, along with majorities in older age groups as well. Bush has said the individual accounts could give younger contributors a better rate of return than the current system. Rock the Vote says from the poll, if the changes are about helping young people, as Bush has said, then some elements of the plan should be dropped due to popular demand. Alberto Gonzalez won Senate confirmation today as Attorney General, despite Democratic charges he helped formulate White House policies that led to torture of prisoners overseas. The Senate voted 60 to 36 to put the first Hispanic ever into the job. Last week, 13 Democrats voted against Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice's confirmation. Gonzalez will replace John Ashcroft, who won more Democratic support 4 years ago, despite his more contentious stances on several issues. 8 Democrats voted for Ashcroft, 6 voted for Gonzalez. Lieberman of Connecticut, Salazar of Colorado, Landrieu of Louisiana, Nelson of Florida, Nelson of Nebraska, and Mark Pryor of Arkansas. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the success of Iraq's elections will not stop the insurgents and the violence they cause, but he says it could be a tipping point that prompts more Iraqis to cooperate with U.S. forces in fighting the insurgency. Rumsfeld says American forces are making good progress in training Iraqi security forces, but he cautions it's a gradual process, saying no one should expect Iraqi security forces are going to come out of some pipeline. While Rumsfeld was fairly upbeat, his deputy was less so. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told a Senate committee Iraq still faces, quote, a difficult road ahead to defeat the terrorist threat and achieve stability in Iraq. President Bush will be asking Congress next week to boost foreign aid by more than $2 billion. Israel, once again, the principal recipient of American military and economic assistance. Bush will also propose squeezing substantial savings from domestic programs, giving them less than the 2.3% increase they need to keep pace with inflation. White House Budget Director Josh Bolton, though, declined to provide any specific examples or other figures. Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the Balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip for me, Jerry Rice. Go for the Balm. Tiger Balm. And put the Tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Marty Kaplan.
The Republican right is now targeting the professoriate. Here's their stinging indictment of college teachers. By an overwhelming majority, the faculty members at American universities are more likely to register as Democrats than to call themselves Republicans. Why do you think that is? Academic freedom? That's so September 10th.
Marty Kaplan. So what else is news on Air America Radio?
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. Again, welcome to KTLK in Los Angeles, our newest affiliate. Air America just growing by leaps and bounds, right? I have a lot of friends here in the Atlanta area who are members of the Palestinian community, a lot of friends who are members of the Israeli community. I have Christian Palestinian friends. I have Jewish Israeli friends, and occasionally we get together. We actually do. We used to more than we do now. Trying to discuss and talk about solutions to the horror that is both Israel with the suicide attacks and the occupied territories with the IDF constantly killing and murdering Palestinian civilians. Now, I'm not going to even try to discuss the issue of the Middle East. That's how we refer to it now, the Middle East, right? Suffice it to say that the Bush crime family has done nothing for 4 years. But here in Atlanta, there is a strong Arab community in the state of Georgia, and they support peace in the Israel-Palestine conflict. And they do everything they can to bring it about. Now, I got there's a letter that they sent out. It says, last year, we as a community showed tremendous support for the parents of Rachel Corey, who had started a new organization to work for justice for the Palestinian people. With our help, the Rachel Corey Foundation for Peace and Justice is growing. Now, an aside here, I'm sure most of you know who Rachel Corey was. You saw the pictures of the bulldozer crushing her to death. The letter goes on. This year we are having another prominent guest, a speaker, who every day works to protect Palestinian families and works tirelessly to raise our issues worldwide. His name is Jeff Halper. Actually, it is Dr. Jeff Halper. He is a Middle East expert. He's a Jewish Israeli-American peace activist and professor of anthropology at Ben-Gurion University in Jerusalem. Jeff is the coordinator of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions and the author of the book Obstacles to Peace, A Critical Tour of the Jerusalem-West Bank Interface. He joins us now via telephone. May I call you Jeff?
Of course.
Jeff, thanks for taking time. I guess you spoke the other night, right?
I spoke the other night, but there's a Sabil conference, a Palestinian Christian-sponsored conference this weekend here in Atlanta that I'm also speaking at.
Is that at the Columbia Theological Seminary?
That's,
or
that's right.
It is? Okay, so anyone who I'm sure there's still availabilities of people who want to attend that. Would you think?
Yes. No, there are, and I really encourage people to attend. I mean, it's what you were saying. It's a perfect example of how Israelis and Jews and Christians and Muslims and Arabs are all on the same side. Those of us that want a just peace, that want an end to the occupation, are not enemies. We're not on different sides. We even refuse to be enemies. But we're on the same side, and we speak together, and we'll be speaking together this weekend at the Sabeel Conference, including Mark Ellis, who's a very prominent Jewish thinker who heads a Jewish center at Baylor University, and Mubarak Awad, who is a Palestinian who advocates nonviolent campaigns to end the occupation, and Naeem Atik, who heads Sabeel, who's an Anglican priest, who writes and talks a lot about Palestinian liberation theology. It'll be a very interesting conference, and I really urge everyone to come.
Now, how would people find out? Just contact Columbia Theological Seminary here in Atlanta?
I guess that's the best way. I'm a speaker, so I don't really know all the details.
Yeah.
The Columbia Theological Seminary, the Sabeel Conference, I guess that's the best way to do it.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, The violence in Israel continues. The so-called Second Intifada has been going on now for a number of years. Given the enmity that existed between Sharon and Arafat, and given the fact that Arafat is no longer alive, aside from the work that you do specifically trying to stop the demolition of Palestinian homes, do you see a chance with Mahmoud Abbas and Sharon being able to work out something to stop this insanity on both sides?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm in favor of kind of reframing the conflict. And I don't like to approach it from the idea of both sides. Because while there is two sides in a sense, that ignores the power differential. We have to understand that Israel is a state, a strong state that's internationally recognized, that is the fourth largest nuclear power in the world, a strategic ally, formally speaking, of the United States, and an occupying power. And the Palestinians are not, have no state, have no army, are not a recognized entity, certainly are not allied with the United States and don't get $4 billion of military equipment every year. So we can't really talk about both sides. I believe that the responsibility is on Israel's shoulders. Israel is the only party that can end the occupation. The Palestinians cannot do it on their own. The Palestinians have recognized Israel within what we call the Green Line, the 1949 Armistice Line. The Palestinians have recognized Israel on 78% of the country. And say, now we want the 22% that remains for a state of our own. Israel has not reciprocated. Israel has built and continues to build until today more than 200 settlements. There are 500,000 Israelis living on Palestinian land. Just this week we read in the news that Israel had a plan to take another 1,000 acres of land in Jerusalem from Palestinians. The occupation is ongoing. And therefore, rather than speaking about both sides, I prefer to speak about holding Israel accountable to human rights norms, to international law that has ruled the occupation illegal, and to UN resolutions, and that, in a sense, we have to call on Israel to end the occupation. And I believe if that happens, it wouldn't be difficult at all to get to a just and sustainable peace with the Palestinians.
A very eloquent answer to the question, and I, of course, agree with you. I think my question, as I stated originally, was more on a personal level of the obvious contempt and dislike that existed between Sharon and Arafat.
Right.
But no, I do understand what you're saying. The power differential in the Middle East is exceptional, and there's absolutely nothing the Palestinians can do. Do you see a parallel between the Israeli occupation of the territories and the U.S. occupation of Iraq?
Well, first of all, the United States learned about its occupation, or how to be an occupying power, to some degree from Israel. You know, the whole idea of the civil administration that the Americans had to run Iraq was taken from Israel's civil administration that has been now for about 20 years or more ruling over the occupied territories. Israel built a $65 million Iraqi neighborhood and village in the Negev Desert where American troops trained before they went to Iraq. The United States has weapons pre-positioned in Israel for use in these kinds of conflicts. So Israel is very much involved in a very active kind of a way. But in addition to that, I think it's true. You know, the occupation over the Palestinians is seen by most of the world, not the United States, but most of the world, as being not an Israeli occupation, but an American Israeli occupation.
Right.
And certainly the linkage is that people, I mean, it's clear that Israel couldn't sustain its occupation for a month without the massive American political, military, and economic support it receives.
Jeff, can I get you to hold just a second? We have to take a break here, okay? We're talking for a few moments here with Jeff Halper, Dr. Jeff Halper. He's a professor of anthropology, a Jewish-American, Israeli-American peace activist who teaches at Ben-Gurion University in Jerusalem. He's in Atlanta for the reason that we mentioned a few moments ago. We're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Halper in just a moment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Peace train sound like glide on the peace train. Come on, peace train. Someday it's going to come.
Doing your own taxes. Only the most brilliant financial minds have the confidence to attempt it. Until TurboTax. Now the math impaired can do it. The disorganized. The overworked. The worry warts. Even the procrastinators.
TurboTax gives millions of Americans the confidence to do their own taxes. It's easy and accurate thanks to special tools like our deduction finder and error check. TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
Planet check.
Last month, Southern Cal was illing with beach closures.
The rain was coming down at such a rate that facilities and infrastructure couldn't handle the overload. So we saw a large amount of sewage spills, which resulted in widespread closures.
That's Matt McLean from the Surfrider Foundation.
However, a beach warning could have as high, if not higher, amounts of bacterial contamination than actually a beach closure, which is significant.
If the surf is good, despite a warning, people will still go out. This can be dangerous.
Those beaches can be high in both fecal coliform enterococcus and other pathogens which can cause eye, ear, nose, and throat infections, gastrointestinal illnesses, and in some cases even hepatitis.
Be smart. Protect yourself.
The public should know that they should avoid all water for at least 72 hours after significant rainfall.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Will your kids vacation on the moon? Why is it so important that we go to Mars? Will we soon contact an alien civilization? Is time travel really possible? Find answers to these and other enticing questions when you join us for a special cruise into the future this summer with Bay Current, the new fiercely independent newspaper in southern Brooklyn. For surprisingly low prices, which include all taxes and boarding fees, you'll not only enjoy all the food and activities on a great cruise to Nova Scotia, you'll also get to pick the brains of exciting futurists, including Dorian Sagan, son of the late astronomer Carl Sagan. Get all of the astronomy cruise details. Call now, 718-769-1362, or log on to bay-currents.com. Come set sail into the future on an astronomy cruise with Bay Current. Call 718-769-1362. That's 718-769-1362. Or log on to bay-currents.com now.
Hi, I'm Pam Dauber. Are you falling behind in school or at work because you can't keep up with the huge volume of reading that's required? Do you feel like you're drowning in a sea of reading? Introducing IQ, the revolutionary reading and comprehension program. Today's world is supercharged and competitive. And the fact is, those that can process information efficiently will be the ones to get ahead. You see, the average person reads about 200 to 300 words per minute. But after only 12 easy 7-minute IQ sessions, many people move from reading 200 to 2,000 words per minute. Imagine what you could accomplish reading and comprehending at that speed. Don't let another day go by allowing your reading skills to hold you back. Call IQ today.
Call now. We'll send you the complete IQ computer program free for 30 days. That's 1-800-900-2657. You cover a nominal shipping fee, and the program is yours to use and evaluate for 30 days. Call now. 1-800-900-2657. That's 1-800-900-2657.
Past the hour, we're talking with Jeff Halper, who is Dr. Jeff Halper, who is a Jewish Israeli-American peace activist and professor of anthropology at Ben-Gurion University in Jerusalem.
I thought we agreed to call me Jeff.
Yes, I'll call you Jeff. Jeff is a coordinator of the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions and the author of Obstacles to Peace, A Critical Tour of the Jerusalem West Bank Interface. I would love to talk with you about the situation in Israel for hours here, Jeff, but I want to get to the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. Can you tell the audience what that is and why it's in existence?
Well, the Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions is a coalition of Israeli peace and human rights groups that organized after Netanyahu was elected prime minister in 1996 and the Oslo peace process was in an obvious state of collapse.
Mm-hmm.
And as we went out as a peace movement to try to re-engage in terms of resisting the occupation, we went to talk to the Palestinians to see how best Israeli peace forces and progressive Palestinians could work together to end the occupation. And the issue of house demolitions came up time and time again. It turns out that since 1967, Israel's demolished about 12,000 Palestinian homes in the occupied territories. And what I want to emphasize from the beginning is that in 95% of the cases, this had nothing to do with terrorism, nothing to do with security. The people were never charged with anything. It's a policy of systematic demolition of Palestinian homes that's intended to confine the Palestinians to little islands in the West Bank and East Jerusalem and Gaza and leave the land free for Israeli annexation. So from our point of view, this represented the essence of the conflict, which is basically the Jewish people coming into the country with the Zionist movement, of which I'm a part, the Israeli people coming in and displacing the Palestinian population. So when we resist home demolitions, we get in front of bulldozers, we chain ourselves in Palestinian homes to resist this, and then we rebuild homes with Palestinians and Israelis that have been demolished, what we're really doing is affirming the fact that we as Israelis recognize that the Palestinians are a people like us that deserve to be in the country, that have a right to be in the country, and that we want to live together. So the house demolition policy, from our point of view, is the essence of an ongoing campaign to drive the Palestinians out of the country. And when we rebuild homes with Palestinians, again, we're saying we refuse to be enemies, and we want together a just peace.
I know you have a website, and for people who want to get some information on this, write this down. It is ICAHD.org, and of course that stands for Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. Again, it is ICAHD.org. What do you see as... Well, let me ask you this. We only have a couple of minutes left here, Jeff. Does the Sharon government have a position on your organization?
Well, not on our organization in particular. You know, the Sharon government's position basically is that there is no occupation, that the entire country is ours, that we have every right to build settlements, and that if either the Palestinians accept a Bantustan, a kind of a truncated mini-state, which is all they're going to get, or we'll transfer them out of the country.
Yeah.
Transfer, ethnic cleansing, is a very real topic on the Israeli political scene. So that, it's very hard for us to deal with the Israeli government, because it's really a maximalist kind of a government. And you have to point out that it's not only Sharon and the Likud, but Labor and Peres are also a part of the government.
Right.
And that's one reason why we're trying to mobilize international public opinion, because we feel that, like in the case of apartheid South Africa, if we don't get international support for a just peace, for ending the occupation, it's going to be very hard to do that in a country that's ruled by Sharon.
We're about out of time for this segment. What I want to do, Jeff, is when we wind up here, mm-hmm. I want to put you on hold, and if you can give our associate producer in New York, that's the number you called in New York City, if you can give Linda a phone number where we can get in touch with you, because I would like to, if your schedule permits and you're in the United States, to talk at length about issues other than the honorable work that is being done here with the House, the Committee Against House Demolitions. But there is so much to talk about where it concerns the Middle East. This is an issue that has, I'm just speaking as a non-religious American, it's broken my heart since the mid-80s, since the First Intifada. And the death and destruction and terror on both sides has got to stop. It just has to stop. And I need to... my audience needs to hear what you have to say. So if you will, let me put you on hold, and Linda will take a number from you where we can get in touch, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank
Jeff,
you so much for
it's
having me on.
My pleasure. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you taking time to join us.
Okay.
You have a nice evening. Jeff Halper is a Jewish-Israeli-American peace activist, professor of anthropology at Ben-Gurion University in Jerusalem. He is in Atlanta for a peace conference on Israeli Committee Against House Demolitions. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
We believe in peace. Salam Shalom. We will work for peace. Salam Shalom. We will work for peace. Salam Shalom. We will work for peace.
Until recently, men have had only two options to improve their performance in the bedroom. Take a prescription drug that works quickly but only lasts for a few hours, or take a natural supplement that can take up to 4 weeks to work. But now there's a new option. In a recent medically supervised anecdotal study, over 96% of the participants who took Proton Extreme reported an increase in libido and erectile strength. Each participant was given a one-week supply. Some of the younger men had a response in just a few hours, others in just a few days. Regardless of your age, if you want to boost your libido quickly and naturally, then take the Proton test yourself. Results are guaranteed.
Call now for your risk-free supply. 1-800-399-6763. That's 1-800-399-6763. 9 out of 10 men have success with Proton. Now it's your turn. Call 1-800-399-6763. Again, 1-800-399-6763.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Many denture wearers are the last to know they have breath odor. If they're brushing alone, they can miss the millions of invisible odor-causing bacteria every single day. The problem is real. That's because a denture or partial denture provides additional surface area where food can be trapped and bacteria can grow. that by soaking their dentures daily, they can kill the bacteria that cause denture odor and save themselves the embarrassment. Now that's a great tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. Polident kills the bacteria brushing can miss.
Good news for air travelers. All the major airlines have cut prices, simplified fares, even eliminated Saturday night restrictions. It's great. And Priceline is the only place you can shop and compare these new low deals or name your own price and save even more. Take advantage of these great new fares now and get the one that's best for you. Only at Priceline.com, the best choice in travel. And if you book a vacation package now, you'll get an instant rebate up to $200. See website for details.
With Valentine's Day just around the corner, here's a tip. Order flowers today from Pro Flowers. Get one dozen of the freshest red roses you've ever seen for just $39.99. They'll be delivered elegantly in a gift box on the day you choose. Plus, you'll get a free vase worth $9.99. All this just for entering the special code NETRADIO. Pro Flowers gets their flowers direct from the grower with no middleman, giving you twice the freshness for about half the price. Join over 3 million satisfied customers who have ordered flowers fresh from the fields from Pro Flowers. To get this offer, go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in Net Radio. That's the only word you'll need to get this special offer. Or call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and tell them you heard about them from Net Radio. For the freshest flowers at the best prices, go to ProFlowers.com. And don't forget to use the code NETRADIO for this special offer.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Homeland Security.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. 1-800-264-0071. Add $4.99 a month for second and each additional receiver. Offer ends 2/28/05. Call now.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Unfiltered. It's important to know history, and it's important for the black community to understand that, you know, all throughout the year is a remembrance to our history, not just the month, which is the shortest and the coldest.
Yes.
Me and my cats call it Black Misery Month because it's a lot of misery that also goes with the history.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you figure out, you know, who you are, what you are, where you come from, then you could turn the screws on corporations that still, you know, have a great piece of equity off of, you know, your peoples.
Unfiltered. On Air America Radio.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
26 before the hour. Dr. Earl Babby is a sociologist. He sent me something some time ago, and I think I read it on the air. I think it had something to do with Jesus. I'm not sure, and I'm not trying to be flip there. I just don't remember. But a mutual friend of ours, Jim Turr, who has Blue Canyon Productions out in New Mexico, sent this in to me. The subject is Social Security taking the gloves off. As the debate heats up over the radical restructuring of Social Security proposed by President Bush, I think it's time to take the gloves off and tell some of the truth that most Americans are unaware of, and many will not want to hear or have others hear. One, the Social Security Administration was directly responsible for the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. Two, the Social Security Administration has been a longtime supporter of Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein, both of whom were paid employees of the Social Security Administration. Three, there is currently a plan to issue all Social Security documents only in French. Only French speakers will receive benefits in the future. Four, the Social Security Administration possesses weapons of mass destruction, which they plan to use on all the red states across the country. Now, if that assertion is discovered to be a lie, then they are in the process of manufacturing weapons of mass destruction. And if that is discovered to be a lie, then they want to build weapons of mass destruction. Five, the Social Security Administration has ruthlessly forced older Americans to give up their love for dog food. Six, the Social Security program will completely run out of money within 30 days of the as-yet-unannounced tax rebate plan for the wealthiest 1% of Americans, in which they will get back all the taxes they ever paid, with interest less a commission paid to the rebate administrators at Halliburton and their former CEO, currently at an undisclosed location. Seven, anyone who objects to number six above is, by their own admission, a terrorist. Eight, all the American servicemen and women who died in Afghanistan and Iraq did so in order to save their loved ones from the horrible oppression they suffer at the hands of the Social Security Administration. We cannot allow them to have died in vain. Nine, spread the word, and God bless the red states of America. Signed, Earl Babby. Well, that, of course. Of course. Thanks, Earl. Thanks, Jim. Kathy heard the first paragraph and gave me that roll your eyes look like, oh, God, don't talk about Social Security. It'll drive the audience away. All right. I got an email. You folks in New York, I'm sure you know David Ippolito. He is that guitar man from Central Park. I'm sure you all know him. Anyway, he sent us some music. I think it's... Is this a new one, Kathy? Is that what it said? It's brand new. And it's called Jesus Land. And this would probably be an appropriate time to play it. David is got a gig in New York tonight, somewhere in... I think on the east side. It should be over. He was playing around 8 o'clock tonight, I think. It's what? A little past 11:30. So let's, if David hears this, fine. If not, you can hear it. And we listened to it and thought it was kind of cool. This is called Jesus Land.
I'm a new breed of American with quite a lot to say. As patriotic and religious as you get. I'm a brand new kind of Christian in the good old USA. And you don't know what to make of me quite yet. You liberal folks are just too analytical. You're called the intellectual elite. You like to use big words like hypocritical. Just because my words and actions hardly meet. Well... Welcome to Jesus Land, where we made George Bush the president, and now we can command that the people of this country live exactly as we planned. Welcome to Jesus Land. Just look on any dollar bill. It says in God we trust, so we ask his help in everything we do. Now we got freedom of religion. I reckon that means that we must tolerate the atheist and Jew.
But Jesus is the man and our salvation. And every war we wage is in his name. We think his Bible should be taught in every nation. And we'll bomb anyone who doesn't feel the same. Welcome to Jesus' land, where we all love thy neighbor if thy neighbors understand. We won't let too many Mexicans across the Rio Grande. Welcome to Jesus' land. Now W's a married man, Laura is his wife. Of their family values and beliefs we sing. They oppose a woman's right to choose because they're both pro-life. And execution, well, that's another thing. George goes to church where he'll sing from his hymnal, because Jesus once protected him from harm. But if you're a convicted death row criminal, he's been known to stick a needle in your arm. Welcome to Jesus' land, where that Moses guy says, try to pry this rifle from my hand. The Prince of Peace don't want my AK-47 to be banned. Welcome to Jesus' land. Rush Limbaugh is the people's voice, because we sure like to listen. He's a moral and a real straight-talking guy. He says, crack-smoking addicts should all go straight to prison. We don't care that when he said it, he was high. O'Reilly is another moral beacon. That married man got no spin in his zone. He's always right, politically speaking. Once he's finished talking dirty on the phone. Right. Welcome to Jesus' land, where we see the Lord in every Walmart, Sears, and Disneyland. And where some may turn the other cheek, we draw lines in the sand. Welcome to Jesus' land. Yeah, in Jesus' land, everyone knows better. But it's not a place you liberal folks can find. See, it's not a state that's red or even redder. Now, Jesus' land is just a state of mind. Jesus' land is here to stay. Don't judge me by the way I live, just live by what I say. It's Jesus' will to build a neo-Christian USA. Welcome to Jesus' land. Welcome to Jesus' land. We'll see you at thatguitarman.com.
thatguitarman.com. Check it out, okay? That was David Ippolito, the guitar man from Central Park. He was playing at a place on 1st Avenue and 73rd Street tonight called Session 73. It started around 8 o'clock. So if you see David tonight, just tell him that you heard his music on WLIB on Air America. That's a good song. I like that song. I like that song. He's got some downloads at his website, so thatguitarman.com. And Kathy says to be sure and tell the women out there, when you go to his website, he is a hottie. Is that H-O-T-T-I-E? Kathy says he is a hottie. Ben Birch is calling from Elgin, Illinois. Well, I had a burp there. Sorry, Ben. Didn't mean to burp in your ear.
That's okay.
Ben is the webmaster, of course, at whiterosesociety.org. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike. You know, that story you read about the Republican committeeman picked up for child porn.
Yeah.
You know, is there a lower creature that slinks or slithers on this planet than a Republican politician?
No. I don't know why. This maybe it's the horror I feel that has caused me a couple times now about that story to snicker. The rape of a 5-year-old?
Oh, there's, yeah, Yeah, there's a thing that the kiddie porn folks seem to be into, which is called hurtcore porn, in which you actually are, you know, injuring the child.
Oh my
apparently
God!
Apparently, this qualified as that.
Oh my God!
They're sick, and every time I hear of such a thing, and I find out the political affiliation of the person who is nabbed, I never hear that they're Democrats.
No, not where it concerns this. And this is one of those issues, maybe because I'm a parent, but I am anti-death penalty except for this. I can't reconcile that, because that turns me into kind of a hypocrite. But, and it's a gut emotional feeling. I realize these people are sick, but the rape of a five-year-old, to me, the gut reaction... The first
That's why
reaction.
We don't let the parents take care
I know.
Of justice.
I know. I understand that. You know, somebody asked me one time, long time ago, when my 26-year-old son was five, and I was talking about I was against the death penalty. They said, what would you do if somebody killed your son? Would you still be against it? I said, well, the state would never have a chance to execute the killer of my son, because by the time they came out to arrest him, he'd already be dead. And that's that visceral gut feeling that comes from a parent. That's one of the reasons the pictures from Iraq of the blasted children just ripped me to pieces. But this thing, when I saw this, somebody sent this to me. When I saw this story about someone who downloads a video of the rape of a five-year-old and uses it for whatever he used it for, I don't know, Ben. It's hard for me to just... talk about it, you know?
Just remember, Ted Bundy was a Republican, Eric Rudolph was a Republican, Tim McVeigh was a Republican, Joe Scarborough is a Republican.
Yeah,
and
I
if we just
you.
Want to look at perverts, there's Rush Limbaugh and Jerry Ryan. All Republicans.
You. Thanks, Ben.
You take care.
I appreciate your call.
Would you take 10 minutes to protect the future of your family, to protect your loved ones for a lifetime? Call American Life now for a free rate quote, 1-866-492-2500. Based in New York City, American Life issues select term under form number ALNYSELO3, or a state variation. Call American Life, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment. Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed, or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call...
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
It's about 8 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls here before our callers get so pissed off they leave and never come back. Jerry is calling from Illinois. Jerry, thanks for your patience. How you doing, Jerry? Jerry! Let's put Jerry on hold, and we'll come back to Jerry in a moment. Let's go to Will, who's called in from Michigan. Hey, Will.
Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Not too bad. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Ben. Thank him for archiving your show. I'm going to be in Paris next week, and I'm going to be missing your show. So I'm glad I've got the archives to.
Yeah, if you go to while you're there, get on a computer and go to White Rose, and there it is.
Picked up this book today at the local bookstore. It's called Power Down by Richard Heinberg.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about the energy crisis. And, you know, Bush, in the State of the Union address, he said he wants to invest $1.2 billion into developing hydrogen-powered cars.
Right.
Well, that's just not going to work. I mean, hydrogen is just an energy carrier. It doesn't produce energy. It just transfers it.
Well, I think what forget Bush, but I think what they're talking about is the combustion of hydrogen gas.
Yeah, but. It takes more energy to produce hydrogen than
well, it does now. Yeah, absolutely, it does now. That's why they're whatever science is left in this country is working on the production. At least in theory, I guess they're working on the production of hydrogen fuel cells. And yeah, if they're not energy efficient, at least to the degree where there's more output than ingo, so to speak, yeah, it's not going to work. And right now, the technology doesn't exist. So, but you know, there was a time when the technology required to crack open the atom didn't exist.
I got a better idea for that $1.2 billion.
All right.
Spend it on collecting all that crap that McDonald's fries their French fries in and make biodiesel out of it.
Yeah, that's true. That's a way to do it. Yeah, that's a way to do it. But, McDonald's winding up being a major supplier of the fuel necessary to drive cars and trucks would not set well with Cheney and the oil industry, and there would be mass killings in this country to stop them, you know, as there usually is. Technology, there are ways to kill ideas other than with a gun. Look what they've done to stem cell research.
Yes.
So you know, when Bush talks about fuel cell technology, he's a liar. He's a liar about everything. He's not only a liar, he's a pig. Oh, don't get me started. But he is a liar. And any talk about this technology or that technology is whoever writes his speeches, they drop in a line here, a line there, to make it sound like he's being rational. So that the sheep can go, oh, bah, look, the leader is bah, the leader is going to do something good and what, bah, wonderful for us, bah. You know, that's all that is. It's nonsense. It's garbage. It's worse than garbage. It's swill. Bush and his cohort are interested in one thing: empire and oil. They have no more interest in. That's two things. They have no more interest in, you know, science or technology than the man in the moon. They're pissants. They're thugs. They're killers. They don't care about any of this stuff.
Well, check out.
Wait a minute. My bad. Remember, he does want to go to Mars. Remember that? When was that? Was that the last Day of the Union message? They're going to fund all this money to go to Mars.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons was to divert funds away from refurbishing the Hubble. Telescope hanging out there in space, because the Hubble was proving the creationists were just full of gas, and yep. And I almost said a bad word there, that the creationists were just, you know, stupid people. So the Hubble keeps looking back further and further and further into time. You know, how far back has it looked now? 14 billion years. Well, we can't have that. So let's go to Mars. Let's go to Mars! We can go to Mars! Remember that?
Yep.
Remember that? You know, go to Mars and turn that into Jesus land or something. I have no idea. But when Bush talks about fuel cell technology, not to worry. In the first place, if you sat him down and said, well, what really do you mean by that? He would just look at you and say, want some wood? You know, he has no idea of any of this stuff. He's a liar.
Well, hey, check out Power Down by Richard Heinberg. It's published by New Society Publishers.
Okay, if the time ever comes when I can add another book to the stack I haven't read, that's the first one I'll add, all right?
All right.
Thanks, Will. I appreciate you calling in. You have a nice evening, sir.
See ya.
All right, quick break here. We shall return. Do stick around. Final hour coming up. You folks in New York City, it's a shame because we always save the best stuff for the final hour. Damn, that's too bad, isn't it? You can always get us on the Internet. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Our country must continue to meet the grave dangers of biotechnology.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Orrick owners know that if something ever goes wrong with their vacuum, they can call me or go into any one of my Orrick stores, and if we can't fix it the same day, we'll loan you one to use. But what if something goes wrong with one of those superstore vacuums? Who are you going to call? The cashier? What does she know about fixing vacuums? Call me at 1-800-989-4200.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The United States has a new Attorney General. Alberto Gonzalez was confirmed by the U.S. Senate by a vote of 60-36, despite some vigorous Democratic opposition. Illinois Democrat Barack Obama criticized Gonzalez over policies of torture.
I did not hear Judge Gonzalez repudiate 2.5 years of what appears to be official U.S. policy that has defined torture so narrowly that only organ failure and death would qualify.
But Gonzalez's confirmation was never in serious doubt. Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman voiced support for him.
He understands that his accountability, his first accountability as Attorney General, will be to the Constitution and to the people of this country.
The Pentagon hailed the weekend elections in Iraq on Thursday. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld praised the role of Iraqi security forces in protecting polling places in Sunday's elections. He cited very good progress with the Iraqi security forces. Later in the day, Rumsfeld acknowledged that he twice offered to resign amid the Abu Ghraib prison scandal, only to be asked to remain on board by President Bush both times. During the President's State of the Union address, two special guests provided a memorable image. The president told the story of Iraqi human rights activist Safia Talib al-Suhail. Later, he told the story of Marine Sergeant Byron Norwood, who was killed in Fallujah. After introducing the parents of the soldier, the Iraqi woman turned and embraced the fallen soldier's mother. Safia Talib al-Suhail says she felt the need to say thank you.
Thanks for her and for her son and for the people of America and the soldiers in specific for giving Iraqi people the freedom back.
English could become Maryland's official language. Gene Coletta has that story.
Delegate Pat McDonough says immigrants should be adapting when they come to the U.S.
Frankly, let's be honest. Immigrants come to America to become Americans. Our fathers and grandfathers told us the first thing you need to do is to learn English.
He's afraid businesses might someday be required to print job safety and other government-required posters in several languages. McDonough says his proposed law would save companies that expense. Also, he wants to avoid possible future laws requiring driver's license applications and other government documents to be printed in other languages. Gene Coletta, Annapolis.
Last year's Super Bowl is remembered for the halftime spectacle that revealed part of Janet Jackson. This year, it will be Paul McCartney who will perform. He says Sunday's music will have a universal theme.
I just think the message of my songs is generally peace, love, come together. And I think that's as good a message as I can deliver.
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds.
just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Tiger Balm presents Jerry Rice.
Starting at wide receiver.
I'm ready for some football.
All-time record holder and Tiger Balm's biggest fan.
Huh?
Especially Tiger Balm's new pain-relieving patch.
You got that right. The patch works for me.
Tiger Balm's pain-relieving patch. Just apply the advanced hydrogel patch and Tiger Balm goes deep. Deep into aching muscles and joints. So, Jerry, go for the balm. The Tiger Balm pain-relieving patch.
Take a tip from me, Jerry Rice. Go for the balm. Tiger Balm. And put the tiger in your team.
Available at drugstores everywhere.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xadix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix board in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
You've heard Ambrosia sing the news on Air America's Unfiltered. Now you can bring Ambrosia home when you buy Ambrosia Sings the News 2004. Go to AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the Ambrosia Sings the News banner. Buy a copy of Ambrosia singing about all the absurd news of the past year.
You know the year just passed, had lots of nasty girls and naughty boys. Somehow got promotions, big fat raises, brand new shiny toys.
Go to AirAmericaRadio.com to get your copy of Ambrosia Sings the News 2004.
Roll down the window, put down the top. Crank up the beats, boys, baby, don't let the music stop. We gonna ride it till we just can't ride it no more.
Seven past the hour, and again, we want to welcome Los Angeles to the Air America family. Progressive Talk 1150 on your dial in L.A., KTLK. We look forward to messing around every night, huh? And again, if you're just tuning in L.A., I'm the person on this network who's insane, so it's okay. It's really okay. Okay, some of the stories being kept from television, which means the American public doesn't hear about them because of Bush's Social Security nonsense. Look, let's stipulate this. Social Security is not going to be changed, not a bit, because the members of Congress who have the responsibility of changing it, Democrat and Republican, are not going to touch this, okay? They're just not going to touch it. The biggest the biggest voting block in terms of percentage of the cohort is folks, say, over 65, over 55. And it doesn't make any difference how much snake oil they pour into this. It's not going to happen. This is not attack Iraq, attack Iran, attack Syria, attack Lebanon, whatever. This is Social Security. This is something that has been an underpinning of the society for 80 years, and it's not going to change. Now, the Bush crime family, they all understand that, except Bush. Bush may not understand that. But what this debate is serving, and it's okay that we're having the debate, not on this program. We'd just touch on it a little bit. But, everything Paul Krugman writes for the New York Times is excellent. Everything that is debated about this is right on. You know, from the progressive side, the Republicans, the conservatives, neocons, they just lie, but they lie about everything. They are dirty, rotten liars, just filthy to the core. So, just disregard that nonsense. But the reason it's out there is to divert attention. The neocons and what they're doing is preparing for another, they're going to expand the war. Why haven't you heard anything about Afghanistan? Well, the American troops in Afghanistan, I would imagine, are moving to in Afghanistan would be the Western Front, which is the border with Iran. We have 150,000 troops in Iraq. Either the Israelis or the U.S. are going to pinpoint bomb. They're going to attack Iran. Now, what that does in terms of the rest of the Middle East, I have no idea. But these people are taking us into war. Be prepared for it. You might as well be prepared for it. So under the cover of, we're having this big serious discussion about Social Security, which is bat squeeze. No, we're not. There is no serious discussion about Social Security. There is a very simple way to fix it if it needs fixing. And we mentioned this earlier. Raise the ceiling on the amount of money a person makes that is subject to the FICA tax. Right now it cuts off at 90 grand. Raise it to 400,000. Raise it to a million. Just take the cap off altogether. And bingo, problem solved. Just like that. Or do that and, what is it now, 12.5% is the tax? Ooh, that's awful. Make it 13%. Make it 13.5%. Whatever. But some of the stories being kept away from discussion, out of the little jacked up minds of these news readers on all the cable networks and all the over-the-air networks. Some of the stories, for example, here's one. Tens of thousands of Iraqis, mainly Sunni Arabs, may have been denied the right to vote on Sunday because of insufficient ballots and polling centers. That's according to Iraqi officials. Does that sound familiar? People of Iraq and the people of Ohio and Florida and wherever have something in common. Do you understand yet? You do get it, don't you? The 2000 election in Georgia and Florida became the template on how to steal, lie, and cheat your way into office, how to really, really steal something. The 2002 election kind of solidified it. The 2004 election proved that it's very easy to control, just like Stalin said, it's not who votes, it's who counts the votes. Was it Stalin? I don't know. I don't care. But that's what the Bush crime family has figured out. So, come the election last Sunday in Iraq, what? Do you think for one second, even though they didn't know who they were voting for, there were no names, there were no photographs, there were 111 political parties representing 7,000 candidates. A lot of the people were told, go vote or you don't get your food allotment, because the Iraqis, they're still dependent on handouts for the most part. We have thoroughly destroyed that country. That country will never come back. In 100 years, that country may come back. But it has been thoroughly, first it was isolated and placed under siege for 12 years, and then it was invaded and bombed into the Stone Age. And that's one of the centers of human history, and it's gone. Babylonia, it's gone. It's gone, okay? It's been crushed and destroyed. The slaughter will continue. I don't think the Iraqi resistors will ever give up completely. Would you? Would you? Huh? Mr. and Ms. America, would you give up? If an invading force came into your country, would you give up eventually? Huh? Some people would. Would you? The right-wingers would. The right-wingers in this country would roll over, expose their bellies, and beg to be scratched, because right-wingers, Republicans, conservatives are cowards. They are filthy cowards. But the rest of us, normal human beings, would fight tooth and nail against an invader. That's what's going to happen in Iraq. But according to the independent, not the independent, where did I get this? I'll tell you in a second. Oh, this is Al Jazeera. Officials began compiling election results from around the country. And they said many citizens arrived late on Sunday to find ballot sheets had run out. Voting machines didn't work. Tens of thousands were unable to cast their votes because of the lack of ballots in Basra, Baghdad, and Najaf. Now, these reports about 60-72% of voters, of Iraqis going out to vote, is a lie. It's an absolute lie. The figure comes from the so-called Independent Electoral Commission, that is another puppet organization of the occupier. And keep in mind, we're the occupier. Okay, I know that's not nice, but we are the occupier. So when you hear these little parrots on CNN and MSNBC and Fox and ABC, CBS, NBC, when you hear them talk about, well, 60 to 72%, those are made-up numbers. They don't mean anything. They are not true. The Shiite cleric whose party seems to, at this point, getting most of the votes, I'll tell you right now, there will never be an Islamic Republic of Iraq. It will not happen. All right. So no matter who voted, no matter what the number is, the party that will wind up in control of that country eventually will be the party of Ayad Alawi, Saddam Light, our puppet, our little butt boy, our little hand puppet, our little jive turkey killer, our little boy who likes to, well, he's not little, our big boy who likes to go into the courtyard of the nearest prison and execute people summarily. That is who will wind up in a position of extreme power in Iraq. We are creating, in other words, another Saddam. Now, we'll have to deal with him 20 years from now, but that's all right. By then, we'll have 14 bases there, and we'll just have him assassinated. Very simply, just kill him and move on. So that's one story that is not being talked about, how the Sunni Arabs and other people, other factions in that country, were denied their vote, okay? So, nonsense. Now, the other story is being not talked about is how voting in Baghdad was linked with receipt of food rations. This is according to Iraqis. You either believe this or you don't believe it. This is from Interpress Service. There has been no official indication that Iraqis who did not vote would not receive their monthly food rations. It was just explained to them, you want your food? Get your ass in here and vote. We have to make George Bush look good. We have to make George Bush look good. So there's that. The other thing is this missing $9 billion that we mentioned, was it the first of this week, Kathy, or the end of last week? The U.S. occupation authority in Iraq was unable to keep track of nearly $9 billion of money that was allegedly transferred to so-called government ministries there. There's no financial controls, no security, no communication, no adequate staff, and it's gone. $9 billion. Now, BartCop has been talking about this since we invaded Iraq at BartCop.com. Where do you think the money went? Where do you think the money went? $9 billion. Where do you think it went?
Want the best in truth-telling independent news? Subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine at readmojo.com. In this issue, see how cities nationwide are forcing homeowners off their land to build strip malls. Learn how our government supports a violent West African dictatorship for access to its oil. Subscribe today at readmojo.com. Mother Jones digs deeper to bring you the real story behind the news at readmojo.com.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. A consumer alert was recently reported in a leading consumer testing magazine. It warns, if you're sensitive to dust, avoid bagless vacuums. I would never make a bagless vacuum because they're filthy. My 8-pound Orrick XL is hypoallergenic. Try one free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200. You'll breathe easier knowing it's an Orrick XL.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, service, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know why
George W. Bush would be held
in this country.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Why don't you run off to L.A. and lose your mind?
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
21 past the hour. So this missing $9 billion is another story that the Bush crime family does not want talked about by America's ignorant and misleading press corps. When the report came out, an inspector general released a report. Stuart Bowen, Jr., Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction. Paul Bremer, who was the former dictator of Iraq, the one that followed Saddam, submitted a blistering written reply to the findings, saying the report had, quote, many misconceptions and inaccuracies, end quote, and lacked professional judgment. just like when they talk about, well, that's junk science, you know. Oh, well. So, anyway, all sorts of fraud. Now, what we're supposed to focus on is the terrible Iraq or UN-sponsored oil for food program that the pig man and his parrot keep telling people, well, look, see how the French and the Germans, actually the Americans, American contractors, American oil companies were the biggest thieves and criminals in that. We always are the biggest whatever, you know, we are. Now, the other thing, the CIA has finally, it's call it a formal acknowledgement of the obvious, but the CIA has issued a classified report revising its pre-war assessments on Iraq. You like this? Revising its pre-war assessments on Iraq and concluding that Baghdad abandoned its chemical weapons program in 1991. Now, this is reported in the LA Times on the 1st of February. When was that? Tuesday? Monday? The report marks the first time the CIA has officially disavowed its pre-war judgments and is one in a series of updated assessments that the CIA is producing as part of an effort to correct its record on Iraq's alleged weapons program. Correct its record. 100,000 Iraqis are dead. 1,500 Americans are dead. How do you correct that, you bastards? How do you go back and correct your pre-war assessment and bring 101,500 people back to life? How do you do that? You filthy pigs. You un-American filthy pigs. And you right-wing talk show hosts who supported this, you right-wing thugs in media, damn you. Just damn you. Just damn you. You are drenched in blood. This is beyond belief. This is not sport. This is not going after Clinton. This is not Whitewater, you morons, you animals. This is death and destruction. This is what the Bush crime family and the CIA and Elliot Abrams and Douglas Feith and the right-wing talk show hosts in this country, this is what they did. So now the CIA has said, okay, we need to update our assessments going all the way back to 1991. Guess what? There was nothing there. A U.S. intelligence official said the document was, quote, not a high-level report, end quote, meaning it was designed to supplant outdated assessments and was not meant to be called to the attention of Bush or other senior government officials. Can you believe this? This is where we live now, huh? We have become a nation of torturers, invaders, and murderers, purely and simply. We have become Hitlerian. We have become Stalinist. How do you feel? Now, it's not difficult to live under fascism as long as you're not a targeted group. Huh? If you're a targeted group, you know, if German fascism, if you were gay or a gypsy or a socialist or a communist or a Jew, goodbye. Auf Wiedersehen. Here, I want to introduce you to the showers. In this country, who is it? Huh? Who is it? Who's it going to be? The Muslims. If you are Muslim, I would leave. I would get out now. Don't you understand what's in store for you? Oh, Jesus. How soon before the right-wing talk show hosts start calling you fifth columnists? Do you know what that means? It has nothing to do with writing. Do you know what a fifth column is? Condoleezza Rice. Today, was it today? U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice stepped up Washington's verbal assault on Iran today, saying the hardline Islamic regime's treatment of its people was, quote, something to be loathed, end quote. Ms. Rice told reporters accompanying her to Europe and the Middle East, quote, I don't think anybody thinks that the unelected mullahs who run that regime are a good thing for either the Iranian people or for the region. She went on to say, I think our European allies agree that the Iranian regime's human rights behavior and its behavior toward its own population is something to be loathed. You want to start a pool? How soon before the bombs start falling on Tehran? You're a Muslim and you live in America? They have something waiting for you. They have something waiting for you. So the CIA wants to correct its pre-war assessment. Oops, we're sorry. Ah, you filthy pigs. You dirty, filthy pigs. Are you going to bring back the 1,500 dead U.S. soldiers, huh? You're going to kick back into animation 100,000 dead Iraqis? Ah, you dirty pigs.
If your doctor says you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a Bayer made just for your heart, and it can have a big impact on your life. It's Bayer Low Dose. It was the first low-dose safety-coated aspirin, and it can significantly reduce your risk of a heart attack. Aspirin is not appropriate for everyone, so be sure to talk to your doctor before you begin an aspirin regimen. And remember, no other brand prevents more heart attacks than Bayer. The more you know, the more you trust Bayer.
When I wear black, even a little dandruff shows. And my old dandruff shampoo just wasn't cutting it. I still had flakes and dry scalp. So I switched to Celsin Blue Moisturizing Shampoo with aloe and moisturizers. Doctor recommended Celsin Blue has a proven ingredient to relieve dandruff. Plus, it keeps my hair and scalp healthy and flake-free.
If you see flakes, try Celsin Blue. Celsin Blue Moisturizing Dandruff Shampoo.
I'm telling you, it really works.
Never wear black without the blue. Celsin Blue. Use as directed.
I called this meeting because one of you, and I have my suspicions who it is, left this in my desk.
Xanarex?
Was it you, Schmidt?
No, sir.
Boyd?
Not me.
It was me, sir.
Ah, I should have known. Thank you, Jones. Finally, something worked.
If you've used dandruff shampoos that didn't work, you're ready for Denerex. Denerex penetrates deep down into the scalp to control dandruff and leave hair looking healthy.
Thanks for taking an interest, Jones.
Oh, I'm interested.
Are you finally ready for Denerex? Use as directed.
Here's another health tip brought to you by Denerex Dandruff Shampoo. If you're one of the millions of people who suffer from dandruff, here's some important tips to follow when exercising. Wear a wide cotton headband that will absorb sweat from your forehead before it makes contact with your scalp. Avoid wearing a hat or cap, as sweat glands need to breathe, and a hat will actually prevent this, causing the glands to become blocked. Finally, after a healthy workout, wash your hair thoroughly with a medicated shampoo such as Denerex, which will penetrate deep down into the scalp. For more information, visit www.denerex.com.
If you suffer from irritable bowel syndrome like I do, I know it's the last thing you want to think about. It keeps you from being the person you want to be. Well, I've found relief from IBS, and so can you, with Digestive Advantage IBS. Just one tablet gives you 24-hour relief from diarrhea, constipation, and everything in between. Be yourself again with Digestive Advantage IBS.
Feel the advantage of Digestive Advantage IBS for the dietary management of irritable bowel syndrome. Available over the counter at drugstores everywhere.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Did you know there's an affordable way to renovate your kitchen without major construction? With cabinet refacing from Sears Home Services, you can transform your kitchen without the cost, time, or massive totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. With Sears Cabinet Refacing, choose from hundreds of decorator styles to help create the kitchen of your dreams. Your kitchen can look brand new in about 4 to 6 days. Products and services are provided by a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't replace your cabinets, just reface them. Call Sears Cabinet Refacing for a free in-home estimate and design consultation at 1-800-828-1200. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your consultant for offer details and written warranty. That's Cabinet Refacing from Sears Home Services. 1-800-828-1200. That's 1-800-828-1200. 1200.
As a business owner, I've always wanted a professionally designed and managed website, but it wasn't until I called AllNet that I really got what I wanted. You should probably get a pen and paper because in a moment I'm going to give you the phone number I called to get the website I wanted. But first, I want to tell you what you can expect from AllNet. They didn't waste my time or my money. They created an amazing website that does what I want it to do and looks the way I want it to look. Plus, they included technical support, search engine submission, real-time tracking, and e-commerce functionality. So now I can accept orders online and I know exactly where my traffic is coming from. But what really hooked me was their try it before you buy it promise. Before I ever gave them a penny, AllNet designed a site for me to see for free. AllNet will put together a free preview for you too, so you can try it before you buy it. Do you have that pen and paper? Here's their number. Call AllNet right now. 800-711-6064. That's 1-800-711-6064. Call AllNet for your free preview site. 1-800-711-6064. Call right now.
Emerging research suggests you consume substantial quantities of tomatoes every day to reduce your risk of cancer.
5 tomatoes every day?
To get your daily dose, try Lycomato.
Day after day.
All the power of 5 whole tomatoes in one little pill. With lycopene and all the other antioxidants found naturally in the tomato.
You're talking 152 tomatoes a month?
The power of 5 tomatoes in one little pill.
That's 1,825 tomatoes a year.
Look for Vitamin Shoppe brand lycopene with Lycomato in your local Vitamin Shoppe.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I happen to have been an MIA wife for 8 years, back in the 70s. My husband was a carrier pilot who disappeared into thin air. So when Bush did that little stunt of landing on the carrier in flight gear, here the sniveling little weasel was safe and sound at home, while my husband, who was a real carrier pilot, was getting killed.
866-303-AAR0.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
26 before the hour. So Elliot Abrams now has been made special assistant to Bush and Assistant Secretary of State. I'm sorry. He's been made Deputy National Security Advisor, and his focus will be to George Bush. His focus will be on promoting global democracy and human rights. This is beyond obscene. Elliot Abrams should have been imprisoned years ago, and should still be there. The least of his crimes is very little doubt that this is the pig that outed Valerie Plame and probably caused the death of several of her contacts around the world. Not to diminish those deaths, but that's probably the least amount of deaths that Elliot Abrams caused at one time. Elliot Abrams is partly responsible for the slaughter of tens of thousands of people in Central America. And now he's in charge of human rights as the Deputy National Security Advisor. This is beyond obscene. This is beyond pornography. This appointment. David Korn, writing in The Nation way back in July 2001, wrote the following. How would you feel if your wife and children were brutally raped before being hacked to death by soldiers during a military massacre of 800 civilians, and then two governments tried to cover up the killings? Now, that's a question that wasn't asked of Elliot Abrams at a Senate confirmation hearing, because George W. Bush appointed Abrams to the National Security Council staff position that does not require Senate approval. Remember that? Huh? This is before the attack on this country, engineered by the Bush crime family. Elliot Abrams is probably the most brutal. This guy would be Heinrich Himmler in matching these pigs up. Heinrich Himmler, Elliot Abrams. Abrams' specialty was massacre denial, according to David Korn. During a Nightline appearance in 1985, he was asked about reports that the U.S. funded and led Salvadoran military had slaughtered civilians at two sites the previous summer. Abrams maintained that no such events had occurred. And had the U.S. Embassy or the U.S. State Department conducted an investigation? He said, my memory is that we did, but I don't want to swear to it because I have to go back and look at the cables. But, you see, there had been no State Department inquiry. Abrams was being disingenuous on Nightline 3 years earlier when two American journalists reported that an elite U.S.-trained and led military unit had massacred hundreds of villagers in El Mazote. Abrams told Congress that the story was commie propaganda. The massacre occurred. And in 1993, after a U.N. Truth Commission, which examined 22,000 atrocities that occurred during the 12-year war in El Salvador, attributed 85% of the abuses to the Reagan-assisted right-wing military and its death squads. Abrams declared then, well, the administration's record on El Salvador is one of fabulous achievement. Elliot Abrams is truly a devil. He is a devil. Do you understand me? He is a devil. And Bush, or whoever makes Bush's appointments now, has made him the Deputy National Security Advisor for Human Rights. For Human Rights. Elliot Abrams has done everything in his power. He has been on the National Security Council since 2001, working on the Middle East, destroying everything that he can get his hands in. Everything. He wants war in Israel. He wants to slaughter every single Palestinian. He wants to see death to every Syrian, every Lebanese, every Saudi. This is a sick, degenerate bastard who belongs in a mental institution. Trust me on this. Trust me on this. I can remember, I had only been in talk radio about 2 years when the Iran-Contra thing started to explode. When the truth started to come out about these killers, these absolute... And that's when I started thinking, wait a minute, my country? Huh? Vietnam was bad enough, but this? At the highest levels of government? Organizing, training killers, slaughtering civilians? Why are they slaughtering civilians? Why are they killing people? Because they could. In order to back the Salvadoran military junta, in order to back the Honduran military junta, in order to destroy the Nicaraguan insurgency that was overthrew Somoza, another right-wing puppet installed and supported by the United States government, in order to handle all of this, they needed totally amoral killers. And they came up with people like John Negroponte, Elliot Abrams, Dick Cheney, Oliver North. Oh, the list goes on and on. Elliot Abrams was one of the people responsible for the crack epidemic in this country in order to fund what they were doing, the murder and mayhem they were committing after the Boland Amendment was passed, saying that no tax dollars could be used to fund the counterinsurgencies or anything in Central America. So Abrams turned to the right wing in this country, underbelly of filth and degeneracy in this country, the ones that have an enormous amount of money, the ones that love to kill, just like the general says, it's fun killing, it's fun shooting people. And Abrams was one of the people, along with John Poindexter and Oliver North. You know these names. You remember these names that introduced crack into this country's cities. Cocaine, bring it in. This is why they had to get rid of Noriega, because Panama became the transshipment point. And anyone who did any investigation knew this. John Kerry was one of the people who held hearings on Iran-Contra, appointing this thug, Elliot Abrams, is almost orgasmic for these right-wingers to be able to slap John Kerry's face by putting Elliot Abrams in charge of human rights as a national security advisor to this sick little bastard George Bush. This is insane. This is monumentally insane. And here we are. But here we are. These are some of the things being kept out of the mouths of these little weasels that sit on television and talk about, what do they talk about? Bush's Social Security tour around the country, and what else they talk about? What murder trial is on right now, Kathy? Is there a murder trial? Oh, no, Michael Jackson. That's right. Yeah, the molestation trial. Yeah, the Robert Blake murder trial is coming up, and, yada, yada. But this is what the cable news channels that have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to fill, and they can't do an expose on Elliot Abrams? Why, of course not, Mike. Are you crazy? Jesus. I don't know. Sharon is calling from Tucson, Arizona. Sharon, thank you for holding on. I deeply apologize, but welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello.
Does it surprise you anything that comes from this Bush administration? You know, they call this man a president, and it just makes my stomach raw to hear him being called a president.
Yeah.
To go over in Iraq and drop shock and awe bombs down on those innocent people, how would people in America feel if Russia came and dropped a shock and awe bomb down off into this country and say they're going to liberate us? We didn't ask for it.
Yeah, well, we would probably, you and I would be in the street with guns to kill the invader.
I would.
I do know that, Sharon. But the Republicans, the right-wingers, the Rush Limbaughs, the Sean Hannitys would be running and scampering around trying to hide because all right-wingers, all neoconservatives are cowards. They want other people to go die for their adventures, but they'll have nothing to do with it.
They are cowards. And then that sinkhole, Iraq, the money that they're pouring into that country, and we get no reports. We don't even know what they're spending this money on, where it's going. Like, America has $9 billion to throw away.
Yeah.
You know, where is America? Where is the outrage? Where is the people? I sit here in Tucson every day, and I hardly hear anybody, my neighbors, mention anything about any of this stuff. There you go. They go sitting watching Fox, CNN, MSNBC, and that's all they know.
Yeah.
And it's scary because there's a big bunch of crazy, evil stuff going on out here, and they don't even know it. I don't know, Mike, but God bless you, and it's an honor to talk to you. And you make my night. Every night I have to sit and listen to you. I'm really happy. And this is something that helped get me from day to day. Just knowing somebody out there know what's going on.
Well, there's a lot of folks and who understand. Yeah, don't forget, this is every night what this is a meeting around the campfire where folks get together and talk about it. So, Sharon, thank you so much for checking in. I do appreciate your call. And thanks for your patience.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know sometimes it's just hell to try to get your phone call on. And I feel so bad about that. I really do. One of these nights, I'm going to come in here. I'm going to say, hi, this is Mike Malloy. Okay. Joe in Michigan, Pete in California, Rebecca in Miami, you know, and that's all we're going to do. But obviously not tonight. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Having trouble sleeping? Then listen to the experts. Over 25,000 doctors, chiropractors, and sleep clinics worldwide recommend the biggest breakthrough in better sleep, the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Call now for your free mattress sample at 1-800-841-1616. The Tempur-Pedic mattress works like no conventional mattress can. Its high-tech material contours to your body, relieving the pressure points that make you toss and turn. It erases aches and pains, even for people with back troubles. In fact, 92% of owners surveyed say their Tempur-Pedic bed is far superior to their old innerspring mattress, air, or water bed. Judge for yourself. Call for a free sample of this amazing mattress material at 1-800-841-1616. Call now and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. Want to sleep better? Listen to the experts and call Tempur-Pedic now. 1-800-841-1616. That's 1-800-841-1616.
Say, what do you get when you cross a teacher and a sculptor? Someone who can mold young minds. Just what they're doing at an after-school workshop organized by local teachers, artists, and their community coalition. See, when different groups bring their talents together, we get healthier, drug-free communities, especially for kids. If you're involved in a group, contact your community coalition at helpyourcommunity.org or 877-KIDS-313. Because you get more when you get together. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
If you're a Medicare beneficiary, you must listen to this message. But first, get a pen and be ready to write down an important phone number I'm going to give you in just a moment. Did you know if you have a medical condition that prevents you from walking in your home, help is available? And it may cost you absolutely nothing. That's right. If you have Medicare Part B coverage and a supplemental insurance policy, you could pay nothing out of pocket for a mobility power chair or scooter from Scooters Unlimited. Scooters Unlimited can help set you free, bringing you independence through mobility. You don't need to be confined to your chair another day. Call Scooters Unlimited right now. Do you have that pen? Here's the number. Call 877-757-2668. Call Scooters Unlimited right now at 877-757-2668. There's no obligation, and pre-qualification is absolutely free. Even the phone call is free. Call 877-757-2668. That's 877-757-2668. Call right now.
How can I keep her safe when she always seems to be running away from me? It used to be so much easier to find solutions to her problems. Now, I don't even understand the questions, let alone have any answers.
The Girls and Boys Town National Hotline can help you find those answers. We've been working with teenagers for over 50 years and would like to share what we've learned about parenting. Call us toll-free, 1-800-448-3000.
Time furnished by the Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, thanks to the crew tonight in New York, program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Says it produced by and phone calls answered by Linda Blake. Thanks to Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch, Mark Marshall, Jim in Arkansas. And again, welcome to L.A. Progressive Talk 1150, KTLK. Good to have you folks aboard. Eddie is calling from New York City. Eddie, thanks for your patience.
Hey, Mike, thank you. Try and boil it down now. I know I don't have a lot of time. And that seems to be what's going on in this country. Dr. Halper, with his overview, we kept it simple and said, listen, we're all in this together.
Right.
And really, that's it. My feelings were basically, I try to sum them up, but it's hard keeping track with you. But everything is, you know, all the stuff that's gone beyond people, it's a bum rush of information. Information is really the key nowadays. The internet is a tool, just like the printing press.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, and I believe the Bush Crime Organization, I love that. Because that's what they are, and they're not even very good at it. But what they do is they create the creation of confusion serves two purposes for them. Distracts us and middle America and allows them to shake the world up so that they can do whatever the heck they got planned coming down the road.
Isn't it unbelievable? Huh?
It's incredible, but it's incredible times. You know, and we're lucky, in a way, I guess, to be in them. And guys like you and Randy Rhodes and stuff that keep track of it, I don't know how you do it night after night. I don't know how much time I got left, so I'll just say this. The internet and information exchange, that took away some of their advantage that they built up over 30 years of their grassroots organizations, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But getting the information to the common people, it's going to take, you know, we're going to have to develop our own tricks and our own methods. Bobby Kennedy Jr. said when he was on a panel about when he speaks about in the environment, to his audiences identify themselves as about 70-80% Republican.
Right.
But after he finishes speaking to them, many, so he said there's a lot, and he was being modest, I'm sure, a lot of people come up to him and say, you know, I thought I knew what you meant by Republican, but I appreciate what you're saying. And that's what it is. You know, the people of America are good people. And it's great, maybe. And I was lucky enough to get through on a night when you're from New York. Eventually, they'll hear me in Los Angeles. Because it's not media hearing. It's the fact that, you know, people are people. And the American people stopped the world once before from going over the edge, over the brink into hell. And that was
yep.
World War II.
But we had leadership then.
Yes, sir. And we had no responsible leadership after the war, because I think it was just bad seeds of people with money attain power one way or another. We didn't want an aristocracy, but we wound up with one. And this is what we got now, and people are dying. And nobody can keep up with what they're bum-rushing us with.
I hear you.
To your phrase. But you know what? We'll get a handle on it. The word will get through, and I'm not a particularly religious guy, and when I hear people say stuff like what I'm going to say, I look at them with a grain of salt, and I God bless them for that. They take comfort in it. But I really believe that when the heart and soul of America finds out how they've been used and abused, they will rise up with the same righteous indignation that and power that won that world war.
You know, Eddie, I hope you're right, but you know, if you are right, here's the personal sad part. You and I are not going to be alive to see it. I don't know how old you are, but you and I are not going to be alive to see it. Okay?
Yeah, I know that. You know something? I know that, and I've accepted my mortality.
Maybe our grandkids.
I hope so.
You know, maybe our grandkids, but you and me.
We can only do what we can right now.
I hear you.
But I know one thing. I know that the Howard Dean did scare the heck out of him because he grabbed a hold of that internet and they saw what they can do.
That's
they
right.
got rid of him. But if we happen to catch him in time, young Bush, and I think he will walk out. I think he will resign. That's just a guess. But
I hope you're right. I hope
their rapture. Their rapture will be. They'll wind up. Those suits that are going to be empty with the cars and the bumper stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see this car being
driven,
yeah, they'll need that. But their rapture is just going to be that their suits will be empty and they will be shown to be without clothes and they'll leave in shame. I believe that's the most I'm hoping for.
Well, I hope you're right, Eddie. I do. I hope you're right. And you know, I want to see all those, you know, really cool, rich people, Republican cars sitting there after they rapture, you know, so I can grab one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, drive it to their ultimate demise.
Yeah, I want to get behind a Jaguar that has one of those. In case of rapture, this car will be pilotless or whatever that nonsense is.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to follow the driver around so that when he zips out of here, you know, I'm going to take his car. You can't steal anything if a person went to heaven, right?
Hey, I guess why would he want it?
What?
Why would he want it?
Yeah, why would he want it? Right. And I'm going to get one of those big 12-cylinder Jags. I'm going to get going about 120 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And then roll out on a grassy knoll and let the damn thing hit a building. Hey, Eddie, thanks for checking in, pal. Have a nice evening, okay?
Thank you. Keep
it
up.
We got a boogie. For everybody I left on hold, I apologize. I do. I'm sorry. You know, we'll get to you. Eventually we'll get to you. I swear to God we will. Thanks for checking in tonight. Thanks for participating. Even you right-wing lurkers who are just sitting there playing with yourselves, listening to this program, going, oh, my God, what is this? I'll see you tomorrow night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, this is Florence Henderson with a question for denture wearers. Are you confident enough of your breath to get so close to people you can whisper? Polident kills 99.9% of the bacteria that cause denture odor. Brushing can leave behind millions of bacteria. For real confidence, brush and soak with Polident every single day. There's even 3-minute Polident. Polident kills 99.9% of odor-causing bacteria brushing alone can miss.
And now here's a New Year's tip from Polident that's sure to make you smile. If you wear partial or complete dentures, it's especially important to take good care of your gums and any natural teeth, and to keep your dentures clean and properly fitted. It's a good idea to soak your dentures in addition to just brushing. Just a simple daily routine for oral care, coupled with regular visits to your dentist, is all you need to keep on track. Stay tuned for another great tip from Polident, and remember, Polident cleans where brushing can miss.
There's a hot new technology that will transform your TV. A TV expansion system that reads your movements. Zavix Interactive Technology is here. Get off the couch and into your games. There's Zavix Tennis, Zavix Bowling, and Zavix Baseball. Perfect for the whole family. Roll an actual bowling ball, work up a sweat playing tennis, or swing an actual baseball bat. Zavix senses the speed and direction of your motion. The results are up to you. Go to xavix.com for details. And now, get a $30 mail-in rebate when you buy the Zavix port in one game. Zavix Games. Get off the couch and into the action.
Feel great. Apply for life insurance without ever having to meet with a life insurance salesperson. Hi, it's Carol again with Life Quotes, where we track the rates of more than 60 leading life insurance companies. Here's a useful tip.